you know, there's a lot of people in the crowd who were a bit upset, but I can understand that declaration. I think they dominated the game. I think that it was important for them to go and get some quick runs. They got them quick runs. It made it a little bit awkward for us to get a big target, and it meant that they still had enough time to go hard at us, which is what happened. So I hadn't got a problem with the declarations. They were the ones who you know, all the picture cards were with them, so they had a big advantage over us. They could dictate exactly what was going on. I hadn't got a problem with the declaration at all.
No. Were you on for it at one time?
Yeah, we were, definitely. We went to get through at tee, see where we were at. One down at tee was perfect for us, really. We were going to look to try and score five and over for the next 19 overs. If we could get there, only three wickets down, then we thought we could really go get that eight and over required in the last 20. Mm. Obviously, Gareth Andrew was a big player for us when we after quick runs, and we'd still have him in the tent. But sadly, we lost a couple of wickets, and also James Cameron got hit, so he came off the field, and that really meant that we couldn't achieve what we were going for. So at one stage, yeah, we were definitely up for it, and it wasn't until those couple of wickets, Moen getting out and Jimmy Cameron getting hit, when we decided, no, hold on, we think we should try and secure the draw. Mm.
And Michael Klinger was going well. Is that his last knock for you?
Yeah, it is. It is, yeah. Next game we play is Middlesex at home, which is a one day next Sunday, and that'll involve Phil Hughes. So it's the last game for Mike. He's disappointed he hasn't made 100 for us, but he's batting in very, very tough conditions. Opening the batting in England, there's not many people got many runs this year as batters. But he's a true professional, very thorough in the way he prepares and the way he goes about his business. He was determined and desperate to try and get 100 and prove to people that he can play. He doesn't need to prove that with me. I know he can play. He's a good cricketer, and certainly the type of cricketer. Should the position be such that we need somebody of his type, then I'd have no hesitation.
James Cameron got clonked on the lid. Is he okay?
He's fine. His words were he felt a little bit dizzy, but he was fine. He'd got a bit of earache. His ear was ringing a little bit, and it was a brute of a ball from Anion. And especially early on in your innings, he didn't see it very, very clearly until it was right on him, and it collared him on his ear.
You've got a few days off this week. What are you going to do with it?
Yeah, we've got a day off tomorrow, and then Monday we're in. It's a good opportunity for us to do some middle practice. We've got a scenarios session booked in for Monday morning, which whereby we'll practice some one-day skills for the CB40 games. Then we'll give them 2 or 3 days off then from cricket, just to try and freshen up a little bit. Back in on Friday for practice Saturday, and then practice Saturday, and Sunday we'll play Middlesex. Yeah.